living in the desert. It's a unique experience, isn't it? There's a certain allure to those open landscapes, the sunsets, the tranquility, but it's what lies behind that beauty that many don't fully understand. The desert, for all its stunning allure, is a truly volatile environment.
Yeah, it's not just about the heat. It's how the environment itself stresses everything, right? Homes, systems, even the landscape has to deal with extremes.
Exactly. And one primary issue is how rapidly temperatures shift. Even within a single day, we can see drastic swings from blazing daytime heat to surprisingly cold nights. This puts incredible pressure on materials, stucco, paint, roofing, you name it.
Right. I mean, we've seen properties where those tiny cracks in plaster or paint expand over just a season because things are constantly contracting and expanding.
Precisely. And then there's the UV exposure. Persistent sunlight can deteriorate essentially anything over time. Everything from poolside furniture and finishes to exterior coatings will show wear much, much faster in this type of environment. It's relentless.
And the wind, too. People sometimes forget the wind is pushing around sand, which acts like sandpaper on any outdoor surface.
Yes, it often infiltrates into spaces where it shouldn't be, mechanical systems, irrigation setups. Once sand starts affecting these elements, you could face some pretty costly fixes if they're not caught early.
It's not just about catching them, though, is it? It's planning ahead for those extreme scenarios. Like, you remember that case last year with the heat wave here in Palm Springs?
I do vividly. That heat wave pushed HVAC systems across the valley to their absolute limit. One client in particular had an issue with an older air conditioning system during their off season. Their thermostat was reading 75 degrees remotely, so initially they didn't even realize anything was wrong. Meanwhile, humidity was creeping up and the AC unit itself was running hot and inefficiently, barely keeping pace.
Yeah, I remember. The way we caught it, because I think they were still overseas, was that a physical walkthrough showed signs that something was off, right? It wasn't something you could see from the smart system reports.
Right, the system needed recalibration, and parts of the ductwork had been backed up with, get this, accumulations of dust and sand. So we coordinated quick repairs, cleaned the system, and brought it back online before any permanent damage occurred to their art collection and furnishings.
It just goes to show what, whether it's a flash flood taking out irrigation systems or something like that. HVAC issue. It's always about staying ahead of the curve in these extreme conditions.
Indeed, Kevin. And for luxury homeowners, it's not merely about finding problems when they occur. It's about understanding these environmental demands ahead of time and embracing vigilance as part of desert living. And then this vigilance, Kevin, it truly becomes even more crucial in the absence of owners. Think about it. Investing millions in a home only for preventable damage to spiral out of control simply because no one was around to catch those early warning signs.
Yeah, it's not just about physical presence either. I mean, technology can alert you to some issues, but the costs, man, they add up quickly when something goes unnoticed.
Absolutely. Think of what happens if an irrigation line bursts while you're away. It's not just the water wastage, but the erosion, the landscape damage, and if it's not caught quickly, those repair bills can skyrocket.
Oh. And don't get me started on pests. With nobody checking in regularly, you might end up with, like, nests in your vents before you even know it's happening. That stuff spreads fast.
Precisely, and pests bring another dimension of risk, particularly out here where an unchecked infestation can degrade insulation, wiring, and even structural integrity. It's remarkable how much can go wrong without consistent oversight.
It's ironic, isn't it? You've got the most advanced security and climate control tech in the world, but without someone physically inspecting the home, those systems can't compensate for everything. Like, sure, cameras see a lot, but what about smells or small water spots forming on the ceiling?
Exactly. It's often the subtle signs, the ones that technology can't readily detect, that indicate a serious issue brewing. Take the case of a client whose pool wasn't just losing water, but was damaging the surrounding foundation because of a small unchecked crack.
Yeah, and didn't that turn into a whole structural repair situation because the soil had settled unevenly?
It did, unfortunately. That particular incident highlighted why a combination of on-site oversight and a proactive approach to maintenance can prevent huge costs down the road. These hidden costs of absence can affect not just wallets, but the long-term value of the property itself.
And with luxury properties, it's not just financial losses. Damage like that, it eats away at what makes the home special. The aesthetics. The livability. Who wants to come back to surprises like that?
Precisely, Kevin. Presence is priceless when it comes to maintaining not only the functionality, but also the peace of mind that owners deserve. Following what we just discussed, it's clear that maintaining desert homes goes beyond just preserving their visual appeal. It's about taking proactive steps to ensure these properties not only withstand the harsh environment, but truly thrive in it, avoiding those hidden pitfalls we've seen before.
Yeah. And it's about catching issues early, right? Waiting too long out here can turn small fixes into major repairs.
Exactly. Take protective coatings as an example. Desert sun is unforgiving, and over time, exterior surfaces will deteriorate if they're not shielded. A regular schedule of applying UV-resistant sealants or paints is an absolute must. It's not glamorous, but it's vital.
And it's not always obvious when they start to wear down, either. I mean, a tiny crack in the coating doesn't seem like much at first. But with the constant sun, it just gets worse, faster than you'd expect.
Precisely. And let's not forget native landscaping. Out here, using plants adapted to the climate isn't just environmentally responsible, it's practical. But even native plants, hardy as they are, need careful monitoring. Irrigation systems can clog, drip lines can break, and the extreme heat, especially during peak summer, stresses everything.
Yeah. And when an irrigation system goes down, it can be a disaster for the whole look of the property. We had that one client, remember, where just one malfunctioning valve left half the yard parched?
Of course. Fixing that involved not just replacing the valve, but replanting and rehabilitating the entire affected area. And those kinds of setbacks cost time and money. That's why routine checks make a difference. They keep systems functional and landscapes healthy.
And on the flip side, these challenges can also lead to some creative solutions for clients looking to reduce maintenance altogether. Like that project we worked on where we transformed a traditional lawn into a sustainable, desert-friendly design with sleek gravel features and drought-tolerant plants.
That was a fantastic project. What stood out there was how we incorporated a dry riverbed aesthetic that wasn't just functional for drainage during monsoons, but visually striking. A true blend of style and practicality. The homeowner loved it, and it significantly reduced their water use and maintenance costs.
Yeah, And it's not just about reducing costs either, right? It's about creating something that works with the environment instead of constantly fighting it.
Absolutely. And let's talk about interiors, Kevin. Climate control goes far beyond basic comfort. If you've got high-value interiors like art, antiques, or custom furnishings, stable temperature and humidity levels become non-negotiable. Even the slightest inconsistency can cause damage over time.
Totally. A lot of people don't realize their smart thermostat might say everything's fine, but unless the HVAC system's actually checked, there could be clogged vents, dust buildup, or even efficiency issues they don't see.
That's why consistent inspections are crucial. It's not just about repairing, it's about preventing. The HVAC example you mentioned earlier with the dust buildup in the ducts is a perfect example of the hidden risks of neglect.
Right. And it's part of that whole proactive approach, making sure things are working long before they have the chance to fail. Waiting until something breaks is just too costly out here.
Precisely, Kevin. And maintaining a property in the desert is really about understanding the environment, its demands and nuances, and taking steps to address those before they evolve into problems. Kevin, building on what we've been discussing, one major challenge arises when homeowners are away, especially during the off-season. Even the most carefully maintained luxury homes can encounter escalating issues if no one's there to keep a close eye on things.
Exactly. And it's not just obvious things like burglary, right? I mean, we're talking about subtle issues that can spiral, like a minor leak turning into major water damage.
Absolutely. And while advanced security systems and smart tech have revolutionized home monitoring, there's a limit to how much they can achieve on their own. Nothing substitutes for physical presence. Someone walking the property, noticing details a camera would miss, and responding in real time.
Yeah, like that story with the damaged window last summer. Remember how the remote system alerted the owner, but they couldn't actually see the extent of the damage?
Yes. Yes, I do. That was such a perfect example. The system had sent out an alert for a possible unauthorized entry after the window shattered during a windstorm. But what it didn't capture was that shards of glass had also cut through wiring near the window, creating an even larger hazard.
Right. And because the client had asked us to check in regularly, we caught it before it turned into something worse. Imagine if the wiring had actually caused a fire while no one was there.
It's a sobering thought, Kevin. This is why professional oversight matters. Informal care arrangements, whether it's a neighbor occasionally checking in or relying solely on smart home systems, just can't address these complexities. It's about knowledge and the ability to act swiftly and effectively when issues arise.
And it's especially true here in the desert. Like, that combination of heat, wind, sand, it adds layers of challenges that you just don't encounter elsewhere. So having someone who gets those variables really makes a difference.
Precisely. Take the case of a homeowner who unknowingly had an irrigation malfunction caused by sand infiltration. The smart system missed it entirely because the damage wasn't registering as a significant drop in pressure.
Oh, yeah. And that was the one where the water had pooled underground, eroding the soil, right?
Exactly. It wasn't until a routine walkthrough identified soft spots in the landscaping near a pathway that we uncovered the issue. By acting immediately, we prevented further damage to the hardscaping and the property's foundation.
And that's where local expertise really shines. Knowing what to look for and how to address it without waiting for things to escalate is what saves homeowners from these costly repairs.
It does. And for high value properties, it's not just about maintaining a home. It's about protecting an investment. Professional oversight ensures these homes retain their value and remain ready for their owners to enjoy without unwelcome surprises waiting when they return. Kevin, after all these examples of how critical it is to ensure proper care for high-value homes, I think it's the perfect moment to share something we've been eagerly working on, something that represents the next big leap in luxury home care.
Yeah, this is exciting. We're talking about the launch of the Valet AI-powered app, right?
Exactly. This app is designed exclusively for our clients, and it's a prime example of how we're harnessing cutting-edge technology to deliver unparalleled service in the world of luxury home management. Kevin, it's more than just another smart device. It's bespoke, tailored to understand the unique needs of each property and its owner.
And that's really the key, isn't it? I mean, there are lots of smart tools out there, but this app takes things up a notch by being totally personalized. Not just alerts and settings, but learning how the home operates over time.
Precisely. Rather than simply reacting to issues as they occur, the app proactively helps you anticipate them. For example, it monitors and analyzes climate data, system performance, and even patterns of use. It can, let's say, predict when routine maintenance on your HVAC system might be required, rather than waiting for a breakdown to happen.
Yeah. Or even flag things, like unusual water usage. Like, you remember that irrigation line issue we talked about earlier? With this app, it would have sent up a flag as soon as it detected a deviation from the norm.
That's a brilliant example, Kevin. And let's not forget the integration aspect. The app seamlessly connects with existing home automation systems, bringing everything under one beautifully streamlined, user-friendly interface. And all of this with the goal of offering not only convenience, but peace of mind.
Plus, it lets clients stay as hands-on or as hands-off as they want to be. Whether you want to review every detail yourself or just trust that someone's got it covered, the app adapts to your style.
Exactly. And the best part is what it represents, a merging of advanced AI with the kind of thoughtful human expertise that defines Valet. This integration ensures nothing is overlooked, whether you're physically at home or halfway across the globe.
I love that. It feels like we've finally bridged that gap between technology and trust, which is exactly what's been missing in luxury home care. Honestly, this app is a game changer.
It absolutely is, Kevin. For our listeners, the Valet AI-powered app launches next month, and we couldn't be more thrilled. If you're as excited as we are, stay tuned for updates. And of course, don't hesitate to reach out for details if you'd like to reserve early access.
Yeah, this is big. So thanks again for joining us today and diving into what makes desert homes both challenging and extraordinary to care for. It's been a great discussion as always.
Absolutely, Kevin. And on that note, thank you to our listeners for tuning in. Until next time, take care, and here's to preserving the beauty and value of your sanctuary. Goodbye for now.